back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to a few moments of study once again around the precious word of the eternal God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and we're continuing in our study concerning the spiritual gifts that God gives to his people for the promoting of the eternal God, for the sharing of the truth, for the glorifying of God himself. That's the purpose for every spiritual gift that God gives. And we're discussing the gift of miracles and how God uses miracles to bring glory, honor, and praise unto himself. And we're studying in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, as we're considering the miracles of God in using Israel as his house of witness in times past, centuries past, over 2,000, well, about 4,000 years ago. We're seeing how God wrought miracles through the nation of Israel to open the eyes of the world to the true and the living God. And we're in the book of Exodus chapter 8. For those of you who have a complete Bible, you can go to that Old Testament book, the second book in the Bible, and study along with us. Now, for those of you who do not have a Bible, you can earn a Bible by taking our free Bible correspondence course. We have a number of Bible correspondence courses which we offer to you absolutely free. All the expense involved is your simply answering the answer sheets, filling in the answer sheets, and mailing the answer sheets back to us. And when you do that, we will send you the next course until you've completed 4 of our Bible correspondence courses, and then we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. And there are churches even that are doing this, that are having all their people take the Bible correspondence course so they can earn a brand new Bible with all 66 books of the Bible, so they can study along with us as we study in the book of Exodus, for instance, chapter 8, as we're studying about the miracles of God in Old Testament times for the promoting of the knowledge that he and he alone is the true and the living eternal God. And so we're in Exodus chapter 8. We've discussed the miracles that the Lord wrought with the rod of Moses and the rod of Aaron, the water that was turned to blood, the frogs that covered the land and were even in their kneading troughs where they made bread and were in their ovens. We've discussed how that the dust of Egypt became lice and covered the people. And now we're in chapter 8 and verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and thy servants and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou and thy to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." And thus we see that God was putting a division between the Israelites and the Egyptians. And the land of Goshen, which was a part of the land of Egypt, would not have the swarms of flies. Those flies could only come so far, and they would be stopped. Only the area where the Egyptians live would have the swarms of flies, and the flies would be so great that they would cover the ground, and they would fill the houses. Swarms of flies would be in the houses. Now, you and I get upset if we just have a few flies flying around inside our houses, and we get fly swatters, and we use chemicals to try to keep the flies away. But we see, beloved, that these swarms of flies covered the land of Egypt and polluted the land of Egypt. And so Pharaoh cried out. In verse 24, "The Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses and into all the land of Egypt, and the land was corrupted by reason of the swarms of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, 'Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land.' And Moses said, 'It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God.' And Pharaoh said, 'I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me.'" Verse 29, "And Moses said, 'Behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh.'" And so verse 30, Moses went out from Pharaoh. And verse 31, "The Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of fly from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at that time also, neither would he let the people go." We see that God was being glorified through all of these various things that were occurring, these miracles that were taking place. I mean, it was a miracle when the swarms of flies came that they did not go into the land of Goshen. That was a miracle that they stopped at the edge of the land of Goshen and did not enter into the land of Goshen. These amazing miracles that God wrought to show that He and He alone is God. But Pharaoh would not allow the children of Israel to leave. And so, again, chapter 9, we see, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Go into Pharaoh and tell him, Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go, and wilt hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, or infection, that will cover them. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel.' And the Lord pointed at a set time, saying, 'Tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land.' And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one." Here again we see another miracle that God wrought in bringing this terrible infection, this disease, upon the cattle of Egypt, and all of them died. The camels, the sheep, they didn't have sheep because sheep was an abomination to them. Some of them may have had sheep because of the children of Israel raising sheep. But we see the cattle, the horses, the camels, the oxen, all of these animals died that belonged to the Egyptians. But we see verse 7 says, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And so again the Lord said to Moses, verse 8, unto Aaron, take to your hand handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh, and it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took the ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And the Lord again hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not to them as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. Why? Because God is manifesting his power to the Egyptians, and not only to the Egyptians, but those who traded with the Egyptians would carry the word back to their own country and would tell of these miracles that were magnifying the Lord God and that were showing God's mighty power. And so we see the boils come upon all the people. And then we see again in Exodus chapter 9, beginning with verse 18, God brings another judgment upon the Egyptian people because of their not obeying the Lord and their unwillingness to do what God would have them do. And so the Lord says, behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof even until now. Here we see again the grievous hail that God was going to bring, something spectacular, something amazing, something that had never occurred in the land of Egypt because of their unwillingness to do God's will and to acknowledge Him. Till next time, goodbye.